You're listening to the Voice of Eastern Iowa, News Talk 1540, KXEL, with 50,000 watts. KXEL booms between the Mississippi and the Missouri. And during the KXEL Morning News, I'm Tim Hartwood, joined by Mark Morris and Jeff Stein, and this morning by Steve Dust, the president and CEO of the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance and Chamber. Recently, during the KXEL Morning News, we told you that the National Federation of Independent Business had taken a survey. It found that pessimism was on the rise among small business owners, and so we brought Steve Dust in to join us this morning and give us a local perspective. Thanks for joining us, Steve, and tell us about how this survey relates to what we're seeing in the Cedar Valley.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. You know, the NFIB survey is a good one. Bill Dunkelberg is very a good economist, and he's been doing this a long time. So you have to listen to the trends that he's seeing. But those are national trends. That's a sample of 700 people from all over the country. And if you kind of dig behind his numbers even, or the report of his numbers, you also see that, you know, the baseline to positive did in fact go up this last survey for him, even though it is significantly below what we've seen for over the long term, but it did go up. The expected business conditions over the next 6 months really went up more than anything else in his survey this time. And, you know, even though they talk about fewer making investments, 23% of the people he surveyed still said they were going to make capital investments, and 27% of those people said they still had job openings. So it wasn't all doom and gloom out of Bill's survey this time. But there are a couple of others that we pay attention to that also give us some insight on what's happening. A guy named Ernie Goss over at Creighton University does a Midwest supply managers survey. And that's been very strong over the last few months, indicating that there's a lot of increase in employment and in orders and in confidence. And when we say confidence, they say, okay, over the next 6 months, is your business going to get better? And then they gauge the number and the degree to which they think that business is going to increase. And his Midwestern survey says, yes, business is going to increase for us. So that's a great sign. And then we kind of come down into Iowa with their leading indicators, and they also see modest growth. Our non-farm employment is up for 67 months in a row, and average weekly manufacturing hours is modestly up. New orders kind of trended down, so that was a negative. So then we get to the Cedar Valley, and here we see things that are very positive. Just yesterday, we spoke with some folks over in Cedar Falls. They had 20 new businesses open in the downtown area last year. So even if a few closed, there's a net 17, 16 businesses that opened. We've seen our unemployment stay steadily low. We're seeing more and more spaces being developed by investors. So these aren't just users. These are people taking the bet that they're going to find users for these new spaces in our downtowns, in our industrial parks, in our business parks, for new offices, new retailers, new industrial operations of all kinds. So there's a high level of confidence among those making speculative investments in our region. New store announcements we've seen in Cedar Falls and Waterloo both. We've seen new plans being made and investments being planned for the College Square Mall area redevelopment, which wouldn't happen if confidence was low in our marketplace. Building permits are extremely strong for both Waterloo, Cedar Falls, and also Waverly. So, you know, in the Cedar Valley, we've got to tell you that we're enjoying a good Midwestern strong economic period.
Well, and good to hear that both quantitative and qualitative indicators are good locally. Can you give us a sense, and we just have about a minute or so,
is
there strength in any particular area, whether we're talking about retail or construction or whatever the sector might be?
Yeah, we're starting to see construction come back anecdotally with the number of new building permits being taken out. That is obviously an indicator of construction activity. We're seeing it as we drive down the street here in all of our downtowns, whether it be infrastructure, new streets, or whether it be new buildings. going up. Just within the downtown of Waterloo, Cedar Falls, and Waverly, we've got to notice the kinds of buildings that are increasing. The residential subdivisions that are being planned are also significant. The kind of investment that's being made in healthcare throughout the spectrum of care has got to be impressive with the size of buildings and facilities that are being completed and planned by our healthcare institutions. Our higher education institutions are also looking at new facilities. So overall, we're seeing it very strong in construction. We're seeing it pretty strong in retail. We're seeing more activity in industrial. So we can always find those negative spots, but overall, people seem very confident here.
Steve, thanks so much for being with us this morning during the KXEL Morning News.
You're welcome.
That's Steve Dust, President and CEO of the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance and Chamber.